Memorial Care Health System, Excellence in Healthcare, presents Weekly Dose of Wellness. Here's your host, Deborah Howell.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. You are listening to Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. I'm Deborah Howell, and today's guest is Dr. Daniel Bethencourt, Medical Director of Cardiac and Thoracic Surgery at the Memorial Care Heart and Vascular Institute at Orange Coast and Long Beach Memorial Medical Centers. Certified by the American Board of Thoracic Surgery and a Fellow of the American College of Surgeons, Dr. Bethencourt has been practicing cardiac and thoracic surgery for over 21 years and has performed more than 600 robotic-assisted cardiac surgeries. Welcome back, Dr. Bethencourt.
Thank you.
Lovely to have you on the show, as always. Today, we'll talk a bit about minimally invasive aortic valve replacement. So, what is aortic minimally invasive valve replacement surgery?
Minimally invasive aortic valve replacement is a way to treat problems of the aortic valve with a very small and very minimally traumatic incision.
Okay. And what conditions would someone have to need this surgery?
The major one is aortic stenosis, or a narrowed aortic valve. Someone who has a murmur from the aortic valve, which is restricting blood flow to the body.
Okay. And what is the difference then between aortic valve replacement and then repair?
Well, in a repair operation, which is often done for a valve that's leaking, the patient's valve is preserved and the tissues are reconstructed in a way to allow the patient to retain his own or her own valve. In a replacement surgery, which is by far the most common, the valve is excised because it's been very calcified, it's removed, and then an artificial valve is implanted.
Now, you say artificial. Are there ever any other types of valves that you use for replacement?
There are, in general, two types of valves, the mechanical valves, which need blood thinners, and the tissue valves, which do not. The mechanical valves last longer, and so in much younger patients, we use mechanical valves, but in older patients, most of the patients, we now use tissue valves.
And I have to ask the question, where do the tissue valves come from? Because that's what all the patients want to know.
Exactly. Traditionally, they have been pig valves, or valves made out of tissue from a cow heart, although not cow valves. Mm-hmm. Patients think of them as, did I get the pig or did I get the cow?
In either case, they work great, right?
Yes, in general, they work great. In general, the cow tissue valves have proven excellent durability and better function. And so pretty much now, most of the valves implanted are cow tissue valves.
Now, you hear a lot about it in the news. What about 3D printers? Do you foresee a time in the future where we might be making these valves from 3D printers?
That's a great question. Who knows? The technology that exists today was just a dream 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So who knows? If we can use tissue, if we can create it with human cells or some tissue structure that would allow human cells to grow on it, then that could well be a possibility.
Well, it's amazing. They actually printed a cheeseburger the other day, and the staff at Google ate it and said it was pretty good.
I was going to ask, how did it taste? Oh, boy.
They actually said it didn't have enough fat in it, so now they have to reprint it using a little bit more fat to give it a little more flavor.
That's a great idea.
But I diverge. Okay. Okay. How has this surgical option improved the quality of life for patients undergoing aortic valve surgery versus the traditional stentotomy? What is it? Sternotomy?
The traditional sternotomy, yes.
There we go.
Which is what people call the zipper, which cuts the breastbone in half top to bottom and involves about a 13-inch incision.
Wow.
The mini aortic valve is a 2-inch incision in the right upper chest, and the breastbone is left intact. And one small cartilage is cracked as part of the surgery, and the entire procedure is done through that small space. It's a much less traumatic incision for the body. The time in the hospital is on the order of 3 days versus 5 days. But most important, the recovery time is about 2 to 3 weeks versus 6 weeks to 3 months for the standard surgery.
Now, when you say 2 to 3 weeks, is that for full recovery? I mean, are they out running after this?
Yes.
Really?
Full recovery, running, lifting and pushing and driving and really full activities at that point.
Awesome. So people, I think driving, you hit on it, it's the most important thing. So how long after one of these types of surgeries is a person driving?
With the mini aortic valve, 2 weeks as opposed to 6 weeks or so for the standard surgery.
And shorter length of stay as well. How long?
Yeah, 3 days. 3 days typically in the hospital.
Okay.
Again, versus 5 days. But again, the big benefit is in the overall recovery.
Yeah.
The aortic valve surgery itself is a dramatic improvement for the patient's life. Usually they've been limiting their activities without realizing that their valve is narrowing, and that's why they're getting more short of breath or slower or have less stamina. And then when we replace the valve, it makes a huge difference in the patient's
Do people
lifestyle.
Just think they're getting old?
Yes, exactly. So frequently after we replace the aortic valve, in most cases, the patients say, gosh, you know, now I can only walk 2 or 3 blocks, and I thought that was because I was getting older, but now I walk 3 blocks and I don't get short of breath anymore, so I guess it wasn't that. I said, no, this was your valve.
That is amazing. That is amazing. What advice can you give to somebody who's researching all of their different options?
Well, number one, a lot of patients with narrowed aortic valves who are truly candidates for surgery, the surgery is extremely safe, don't realize that they walk around with a heart murmur but don't realize that they are having this problem. And a lot of patients actually aren't referred for surgery because the surgery is considered dangerous or risky, or the patients are considered too frail.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, we have options available for all kinds of patients, and really patients who have a heart murmur should have that murmur checked out and really pursue whether that murmur is from the aortic valve, because there are very excellent options, and they'll not just feel better, but they'll actually live longer as a result of the surgery or other types of procedures we can do now.
Can you tell us exactly what a heart murmur is?
It's a noise when the heart beats. Normally, the heart beats silently, except the usual two sounds, the lub-dub sounds that you hear. But when there's a narrowed valve, there's a rushing sound. It sounds like a psh kind of rushing sound, and that's called a murmur.
Okay.
The patients themselves can't hear them, but any one of their doctors should be able to tell whether there's a real murmur there.
And when you hear a murmur, what's the next thing that you do?
The next thing is to see a cardiologist and have what's called an echocardiogram, which is an ultrasound study of the heart.
And then those results come back, and based on what you find, you proceed to the next step.
Yes, and again, a lot of times some patients aren't fully referred to for all their options. They really should see a surgeon or cardiologist to determine whether they're a candidate for one of these procedures. The good thing is that the less invasive procedures encourage both patients and cardiologists to have the operation they should have, rather than a big operation or a seemingly big operation that causes them to hesitate.
This is, as I'm talking to you, I'm thinking this is a really important reason to have an annual physical, is it not? Because your primary physician can listen to you and maybe pick up on a murmur.
Yes. Yes, the murmur is not subtle. Primary physicians can definitely differentiate. And patients know that they've had a murmur for their long period of time. Some of these patients have murmur their whole life because the valve is abnormally shaped.
Mm-hmm.
And then later in life, it becomes narrowed.
I see. Okay. Well, tell us a little bit more about Memorial Care Heart and Vascular Institute at Orange Coast and Long Beach Memorial Medical Centers.
Well, we do every kind of complex and reparative and minimally invasive heart surgery that is available now. With the aortic valve, we are now beginning to do not just the minimally invasive aortic valve surgery that we've been doing for 10 years now, but also the catheter valves, which are coming online for patients who are not surgical candidates, so that really every option is available at our two centers with first-rate teams in the operating room and the heart cath labs and cardiology as well.
Wonderful.
We'll have 2 hybrid rooms, one in each hospital, within the next month. So we really have state-of-the-art equipment, both diagnostic and treatment-wise.
fantastic day to be a patient. It really is.
Yeah, these things, it's truly that these are things that we had not even thought of 10 years ago, and now they're routine for us.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Bethencourt. I hope to be on the air with you the day you finally print your first valve.
Thank you very much. That's a great idea.
Always wonderful to have you on the program to talk to us about minimally invasive valve replacement and so much more. To listen to the podcast or for more info, please visit memorialcare.org. That's memorialcare.org. I'm Deborah Howell. Join us again next time as we explore another weekly dose of wellness brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Have a fantastic day. Thank you.